The next story we're going to hear is also about someone who fled violence in another country and is now working again in a new one. In this case, it's a writer from Bangladesh, now living in Pittsburgh. He was welcomed there by a program that helps exiled writers continue their work. Ashley Cleek has his story.
Tuhin Dash was just 16, in Bangladesh, when he started writing poems, editing a magazine, and getting noticed. He was calling out the persecution of religious minorities, Hindus like himself. But his writings infuriated some fundamentalists who thought Dash was anti-Islam. They stabbed him in the street. Then, in 2015, Dash's name showed up on a hit list.
My name, along with five others, appeared on Facebook one night. It said that these people considered enemy of Islam.
Dash, who talks through an interpreter, tells me how a group linked to Al-Qaeda was behind the threat. Terrified, Dash went to the police. This is what they told him.
You can be under attack anytime, and we will not be able to protect you if you're staying here.
But Dash wasn't alone. Writers have been targeted, killed in Bangladesh in recent years by Islamic extremists, calling them infidels. Dash says he didn't write against Islam. Rather,
extremism. I wrote against anything that is extreme.
After hiding out for months, Dash saw a news story that changed his life. It was about another Bangladeshi writer, also in danger, who had found safety abroad. It was through an organization involving more than 50 cities worldwide that offers writers sanctuary. The Pittsburgh program, called City of Asylum, accepted Dash. He'd never left Bangladesh before, never been on a plane. 9 months ago, Dash arrived in Pittsburgh. Dash shows me around the old row house where he lives now. It's on a quiet alley. It's nice. But he couldn't sleep at first. Nightmares. But slowly, he settled in.
I don't feel as insecure here as I used to feel back in Bangladesh. I can write freely. I can express my opinions and thoughts freely in my writings.
And Dash, now 32, is prolific. He's working on a biography of a famous Bangladeshi poet, a diary of his time in Pittsburgh, a novel, and tons of articles. He mails them to Bangladesh for publication. The City of Asylum residency lasts about 2 years, and Dash is the program's sixth writer. He has housing, health insurance, and a stipend, enough to live on and write full-time. But being in exile removes Dash from everything, his friends, his family, his country. He spends more time online messaging with his friends back home than anyone else here. It's lonely.
I don't think the feeling of being in exile is a positive one for me. I feel that I'm in exile, not just physically, my mind is also in exile.
He's closely tuned in to what's happening back in Bangladesh, watching as Islamic fundamentalists divide Bengali culture and attack minority communities, Hindus, atheists. Dash says that feeling of persecution, being seen as separate simply because of the religion he was born into, doesn't go away.
I am a Bengali first. I should be known by the language I speak, by the culture I follow, but by my literature, by my music, my art, my heritage. That is more important to me than the religion.
As a foreigner and a Bangladeshi in the U.S., Dash says sometimes, when in certain parts of Pittsburgh, he feels people looking at him uneasily, even suspiciously. He feels aware of his dark skin, thick accent. Toward the end of our interview, Dash says this in English.
Everything is different. Everyone is different. Yeah. When I just came here, I thought maybe I am walking on the moon.
But today, Dash is walking in a park near his home. He has a favorite bench there. Sitting on it, he says, calms him. Looking up to the sky, knowing it's the same one over Bangladesh. For the world, Ashley Cleek, Pittsburgh.